Most Thursdays I speak with the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton. He's online from Canberra right now. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Now, you're taking carriage of the increased sentence of anyone caught contaminating strawberries, as announced by the Prime Minister yesterday. Now, it's not mandatory, but I guess it's a shot across the bow of people who are copycat, as we've seen in recent times.
Well, it is, and I think the PM's moved very quickly here, and he needed to, because this is a very serious issue, serious for farmers, serious for families, and we've got now over 100 cases. Most of them will be hoaxes or copycats, but nonetheless, there are many cases where people are either being stupid or malicious, and the law has to be changed. It will act as a deterrent to stop people from doing this, from either putting some sort of a foreign object into fruit or into a food. It will also increase the sentence for somebody who is acting maliciously, and it's a necessary change to the law. It toughens it up and it sends a very clear message from the government.
Now, as an old copper, I'd imagine Queensland Police probably have carriage of this to start with and then being assisted by the AFP and other services. But you'd think that this would be a disaffected person that started this lunacy, maybe one or two people that could be perhaps traced because they're picked there, they're transported here, they come to market there, or they go straight to Woolies or Coles or Aldi or something like that. So there's a chain there. But, okay, say the coppers are doing a great job in their investigations at the moment to find out these horrible people. But what I can't get my head around, Minister, and we've got one 12-year-old girl being attended to by police, we've got a person in your home state who has mental health problems, but I can't understand the other people that could possibly do this. I just have no understanding.
Well, Ray, it's a good question, and I don't think there's any easy answer to it. The police are being driven crazy by all of these hoaxes because all it does is divert their resources away from the main investigation. And as you say, the main issue is centred in Queensland, but now really across almost every jurisdiction, these cases have popped up. So that's why there's the national coordinated effort. It's being driven by Queensland, led by Queensland, but as you say, the Federal Police have done a lot. Australian Border Force has done a lot with some of their screening equipment. They've been helping out the Queensland Police as well. So it's all hands on deck, but why somebody would think it funny to post a photo up online of sticking a needle into a banana or a kiwi fruit or a strawberry, whatever it might be. It's sick. It needs to stop. And as you say, people are worried about their kids. I said yesterday we should encourage people to buy strawberries because we want to support the farmers, but just make sure you cut it up and check it properly before you consume it. But it's there's some strange people out there, as we know.
Okay. I'd imagine as you're waiting for the Senate inquiry into you, by the Labor and the Greens, you weren't sitting on your edge of your seat in anticipation of which way they'd go. you wouldn't have been saying, well, will they discover I misled Parliament or I didn't mislead Parliament?
Yeah, well, Sarah Hanson-Young and Nick McKim and the other Greens, will they say something nice about me? no, I didn't think that was going to be the case. I thought the big news today would be if the Labor and Greens-dominated Senate inquiry, found that I was a good guy instead. Predictably, they say that I'm bad and misled Parliament, all this garbage. But mate, it's been a political stunt from the start. All it's about is trying to, I think, distract away from the work that we've done with visas. The Greens and the Labor Party detest me because of Operation Sovereign Borders and the tough decisions we have to make in relation to keeping our borders secure. For me, it's water off a duck's back, and I'm not going to take any notice of the witch hunt that's been conducted. Their star witness, Mr. Quadlick, went down in flames, and they can throw all the mud that they want. In the end, people know that I've cancelled a record number of visas of criminals, and I'd be happy to have my record checked against any Labor immigration minister since Federation. So I'm proud of the work that we've done in this portfolio, and you wouldn't expect anything more from the dodgy inquiry that was set up by the Labor Party and the Greens.
I'm glad you mentioned the former Border Force Commissioner, Raymond Quadvalig. I think at best, and I'm probably being kind, I'd say he's a discredited witness, and I'd imagine you'd share that view. And I noticed even the Fairfax media, who had clung to his coattails, have now distanced themselves from Mr. Quadvalig.
Well, that's right. They're running front page, you know, some of the discredited evidence that he provided. Mm. And obviously there was a lot of leaking going on. There's the link to Bill Shorten's senior advisor, who used to be Mr. Quadvlik's chief of staff, all sorts of, you know, different relationships involved there. So people saw through it and saw it for the political stunt that it was. But it doesn't deter me one bit, mate. We just double down, keep going, because the work we're doing is important, and I'm not going to be distracted by these stunts.
I was a bit surprised on Sky News this morning. They said that there'd been a report done by your side of politics which cleared you, and I heard what Senator Jim Mullen had to say about it, and he obviously was supporting you. But I'm a bit compromised here. They were talking about a text exchange from a young lady, one of those that you intervened with, as you've done many times, this so-called Italian au pair. And she was exchanging a text, and it was about someone saying, oh, look, if you want to do a little bit of babysitting, I might be able to, you know, do that. And she said, oh, yeah, a bit of cash for fun or to fund my fun. I mean, I know that these people come here as tourists, but if there's a young person in my area and someone says, oh, she babysat my kids a month ago and she's a really good person, or I know that person and she is here on a tourist visa and I may be acting illegally, but I couldn't see the harm in saying to her, look, I'll give you 10, 15, 20 bucks an hour to look after my kids, you know, for a couple of hours if you don't mind. I know strictly in the way the laws laid down that that would be contravening the tourist visa. But are we really going to hunt down young people who come here on a holiday and might, because they babysit someone's kids for a couple of hours, you know, throw them out of the country?
Well, I just think it's an application of common sense, Ray, and people that have lived in the real world get it. The Greens, of course, don't live in the real world and don't get it. And I had put a no-work requirement in the undertaking that, that these two women had to sign. They had no criminal history. They didn't overstay their visas. And I'm being lectured to by members of the Labor Party and the Greens who support hate preachers coming into our country, who give references to crooks and criminals. Mr. Newman, my opposite number, who would be Bill Shorten's Home Affairs Minister, supporting a convicted murderer, wanting his visa sorted out, all the rest of it. So it's you know, it's galling, really, to take a morals lecture from some of these people. And as you say, I just think it's a common sense application, and people can draw their own conclusions, make their own judgments. But I've not had one thing that I've said contradicted. Everything I've said in the parliament outside has not been doubted, hasn't been proven wrong. And in all of this inquiry, you know, they were hoping for a smoking gun, hoping Mr. Quadvlik was actually telling the truth. In the end, none of that proved to be true. And his talk of a third au pair and all this garbage was proved to be wrong. So look, I feel vindicated by the report, but of course they'll play their politics.
Look, this is something you and I have discussed previously, and I understand your difficulties here. I spoke last week to the New South Wales Police Cybercrime Squad Commander, Detective Superintendent Arthur Katsianis, about a Nigerian man charged with defrauding almost $3 million and sending it back to Nigeria from inside Villawood. Now, what astounded me, and we have had this discussion about mobile phones and not jails, and we can't, you know, check everything they do in there because they are not jails, but he had 16 different mobile phones.
I mean, mate, it drives me mad. I mean, we've
good. It drives me madder.
we've spoken about it before. I mean, I've tried to get the bill through the parliament, and for whatever reason, Labor Party won't support it. These people shouldn't have mobile phones in the centres. They're organising escapes. They're organising assaults. Organising all sorts of things that that just aren't consistent with being in immigration detention, and yet the law allows people to have mobile phones, and I think it's common sense. I think the strong support is there from the you know, the staff within the centres who believe that the phone should be taken away, but for whatever reason, the civil libertarians and the refugee advocate groups and whatnot are in the ear of Bill Shorten, and they refuse to support the bill, and I can't get it through the Senate. So you end up with these results, and at some stage, Mr. Shorten's going to have to come on the program, I presume, and answer the question why.
See, look, even if Bill Shorten came on and said, Ray, they need a phone to talk to their lawyer. Well, there's a phone inside the centre, as I understand it, anyway, they can use. So that... But surely to goodness, Mr. Shorten, of all people, would understand, and this bloke is facing very serious charges, along with a number of people outside the centre connected to him, this Nigerian fella. But surely he'd understand that someone who has 16 mobile phones, whether they're living in Toorak, Chermside or Vaucluse or Villawood, is up to no good.
That's it. So... let him answer the question, mate, because we've tried to negotiate with them. They won't support the bill. And as I say, it's not just criminal activity, but if people are organising outside assistance to escape or trying to, you know, organise whatever activity it is otherwise that's against the law, it's really just beyond frustrating.
All right. Thanks for your time. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Ray. See you, mate.